up Chris and Patrick from Chris's work after I had just landed at Logan. I literally came home from a work trip,
that's right.
Picked them up.
You were out of town.
We went down to Attleboro, and we just locked ourselves in the studio and banged out all the foundational
stuff.
That
was a good...
And then Todd lives pretty close to me, so he would come and do all the vocal
Providence
vocal stuff, which made it
yes
cool.
Providence represent.
And then big shout out to Devin Wedge at Wonderful Color Studios for mastering. He did an awesome job.
Get all your songs mastered with Devin Wedge at Wonderful Color Studios, all you bands, because he's amazing.
All right. Now, so all right, what shall we hit up next on All American Awesome?
Devil. Did you find the track?
Yeah,
I sent it to him. He's got it.
Then you should play that one.
Want to hit that one?
Let's hit that one.
All right. So love is just this is the one that Deegan laid down the solo in the first take.
Okay.
I just want to specify that because he came in and did that, and I was like, "You kidding me?"
Because our lead guitarist is just
he's out of control.
So.
Pants, we love you.
Yes, we love Pants.
Yes. All right. Here you. This one's for you, Pants.
Sex queen of the night. Out in the world tonight, all we need to find ourselves is right inside our hands. Don't wanna live in a world that's gone technicolor crazy. Don't wanna be stupid, just trying to cut it loose with a few choice tricks and a sexy you. I just wanna
Down City Armory. That's because.
And let's all be what I have to write.
Nothing. Well, kind of nothing. I think the condom might have broken.
Broken?
Yeah, this is not good.
Okay, relax.
Relax? I mean, what are the chances of that? It's like...
Surreal?
Yeah. This isn't supposed to happen. We're being responsible here.
Okay, well, don't panic.
Don't panic? How can you say that?
Being responsible means having a backup plan, like emergency contraception, or EC for short. When you begin taking EC within 72 hours, it could prevent pregnancy. It's not an abortion pill and it won't prevent HIV or other STDs, but it's a great backup plan.
It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be fine.
What? I thought you'd be the one to freak.
Well, I've got EC.
Oh. Oh, no, that's just great. What's EC?
For more information or to get EC in advance, ask your healthcare provider or call 1-888-NOT-TOO-LATE. That's 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. EC, because shit happens. Brought to you by the Pacific Institute for Women's Health.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO. That is Cactus Attack with Ramblin'.
Part two.
There's multiple parts to that song. Yeah,
there is a part one.
And
part one stayed in town. It was thinking about Ramblin'.
Under the Weather from the Dead LA. This Yay, Violent Landscape from The Difference Engine. Ooh. And this band called Desk. I wanted to do an impression of that opening line on your record, but I just shred my voice.
You wanted the best?
That was
you've got that guy.
That was courtesy of our good friend Rick Rivera.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yeah, big shout out to Rick.
We had a great day in the studio where we just invited a bunch of our friends over to do overdubs and silly shout outs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just
to make big shout out to Tom Ribeiro, who is probably sitting in his underwear right now playing Pokemon. Used to be my co-host on the Studio Cellar.
Pokemon Red and Blue.
But he decided that he just... You
had reminded me of that when we were off the air. I was on...
You were on the Studio Cellar.
Of the Studio Cellar. Did you edit those things? Because I think I was there for about 15 minutes and said a whole bunch of crap I couldn't say on the normal, regular terrestrial waves.
We used to edit them a little bit, but we got into the habit of getting a pretty good flow together where we really didn't need to edit them. When we first started doing it, yeah, we edited a lot, but no, most of the Midday Social stuff is pretty...
pretty intact. Yikes.
Pretty intact.
Yeah. Well, if people want to hear me say curse words...
www.thestudioseller.com or facebook.com/thestudioseller.
That was a fun podcast, I gotta say.
It was, Tom. Tom, it was really fun.
Tom, I'm coming for your spot.
Todd's...
Guilt trip.
I've sent in my resume.
Todd's like, come on, man. Forget Tom.
I'm already the majority shareholder of Tommy's barbecue. Because it is at last count Todd's, Jimmy's, Tom's barbecue.
Tom's giving up his podcast.
Wait a minute. Barbecue? No, sounds really good.
It is really good. It is really good. He works really hard for me.
Nice.
this is why I'm majority shareholder of it.
There's one thing Tom knows, it's barbecue.
Yep.
But he's got it. Summer is coming. I'm definitely up for some barbecue.
There's a party coming up. We will send you the invite.
Yes. Oh man. Well, for everyone listening, the playlist tonight is heavily influenced by Desk and its various members
and friends.
So
Desk and Friends.
Desk and Friends. Oh, now that would be a good show.
File folders.
That would be a good show.
We'll make a compilation album called Desk and Friends.
That would be a fantastic thing to do.
That would be a great follow-up for All American Awesome.
Yeah.
Have like a few songs from all your friends and a few more Desk songs.
All American Awesome Nation.
There you go.
Yep.
Now that's just like an MTV documentary.
We'll take their money
circa
too.
2000, circa 1998 or something like that.
I never,
you know, back when they gave a whoosh about music. So you guys have a show. We haven't really talked much about that show. We got to get on the ball about this.
Yeah. So we have a show coming up
next Saturday.
The album All American Awesome drops Friday, May 20th. Yes. But the record release party is happening Saturday, May 21st at the Parlor in Providence. And I guess the reason it's happening...
Up here in Boston, it's the Parlor.
The Parlor. The Parlor in Providence on North Main Street. I guess it's happening in Providence just because there was a bit of a scheduling... I don't know what the proper term is, snafu or confusion or something.
Okay.
We were hoping originally to make it a test gig, but... I don't know. I guess something in Boston happened where nobody was ready to just throw down with Desk, and we were like, you know what? We're just gonna go to Providence. We're gonna go to Providence and bring the rock.
There you go.
So
There's messages being passed on the air.
Tom was listening, and we'll address that later.
So the record release party is happening at the Parlor in Providence on May 21st. We are playing with some amazing bands. Big Time Kill from Boston. They were just at the Rock and Roll Rumble. Absolutely ripping people's heads off.
Might have been one of the loudest shows I've been to.
Yes.
But in a good way.
Yes.
They have a surprising amount of volume for two dudes and a light rig. And they're good friends of ours, so we love Big Time Kill.
Are you going to be borrowing their light rig for
That's
your
a great
show?
Idea.
I would love to.
Everybody's going to be borrowing my drum, so I mean, why not?
Yeah, no, I would love to borrow it for permanent on that show. Adam, let us know.
Yes.
Also, we're playing with another great band called Impending Reflections, who have a great GNR vibe. They are awesome. And 610 Connector from Providence, who are so local, it's in their name. but they are fantastic, and they are playing with us. So, it's going to be a great night of rock Saturday night in the parlor.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to start this block off with 610 Connector.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. So,
yeah, here it is, 91.5 WMFO.
did exactly what we had to do. Now the rest is up to you.
Quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
We'll be right back. will pin you down someday. Down someday.
Or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
All right. How about that?
Wow.
Yeah. Everyone was air drumming here in the studio.
We went southern metal for you.
We went deep tonight. Like, that was...
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't explicitly ask for skeletons in the closet or anything, but... That was like, good, got any suggestions? And
that was recorded 10 years ago.
Dug out
in
some
my
old
apartment.
Bands. Some blasts from the past.
Yeah.
To supplement the block of artists that are supporting you on your record release show next Saturday at the Parlor
in Providence. PVD.
Yes.
Real yay.
We did. All right, that last one was Township Rebellion with Southern Plains, Dare the Nod, which was Todd's blast from the past.
Yes.
That was Moth Prophecy. Big Time Kill gave you It's Nothing Personal, a remix.
From Brighter Than a Thousand Suns.
Brighter Than a Thousand Suns, yes. Impending Reflections gave you The Road, and 610 Connector gave Save the Cheerleader. Yeah.
Can't wait to play with all those guys.
It's at the Parlor in 7 days from right now,
yes.
Actually. I'm looking at the clock. Like, doors would be open right now and people would be filing
into
the Parlor.
Music would be happening in 14 minutes.
Yeah, yes. Just so you all know, I mean, this is going to be a traditional 80s metal show where I'm going to do about a 30-minute drum solo. I'm bringing the whole kit, gong, everything.
Nice.
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Full on.
And of course, pants. Solo.
Yeah. Pants solo.
Has to solo. Pants has solo. To solo. And yeah, it's going to be a great, great show.
It's going to be a great rock show. There hasn't
great,
been one
big
like
rock
it.
Show.
Has
light
it,
show.
Has there been one like it in a while in Providence? I don't know. But yeah, between all those bands, Big Time Kill, 610 Connector, and Impending Reflections, Desk kind of showing up. Like, it's going to be a great time. Serious rock at the Parlor.
And anything special planned on your part for the show?
We're definitely having a giveaway for some super cool, awesome Desk swag.
Nice.
So people should show up early, get their ticket. It's a free ticket. But you can actually get 5 more tickets for the giveaway if you buy the band shots.
Ha!
So
okay. And there's going to be a raffle. And if you win that, you get to go on a date with me.
We were
just
gonna
be careful on that one. I'm just picturing a whole. You're gonna end up on a date with some dude.
No. I mean, no. This gonna be, you know.
Everybody in Providence is wonderful, you know. So
I'm kidding, dude. I mean, really. I mean, you never know.
we don't discriminate.
Oh no, not saying anything to the opposite. But I'm just saying.
I'm putting
like,
you on the spot, Phil. I'm
yes, you're totally
fun of you.
Putting me on the spot. I'm just picturing like a whole bunch of guys entering this raffle, not realizing what the prize is. So, I mean. It's
good swag regardless. So
good swag.
We have really good stuff. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody come out. Oh. Supporting local music.
Yes.
Here,
supporting
here.
New England music. Because, I mean...
But Boston, actually, they should not despair. We do have a Boston date lined up Saturday, July 16th.
Okay.
We are going to be headlining at the Midway Cafe. So for all our Boston fans who can't make it down to our record release party, we didn't forget about you. We are coming back up to...
Yes. And hopefully no cowboys show up.
Oh,
bad joke.
Let them.
Bad joke.
Let them. I can't wait. Can't wait for that.
Oh, wow.
I'm ready.
I'm just picturing it happening.
Everybody's ready.
I'm just picturing it happening.
It's going to be
and
great.
Then you're going to go into the tirade on
oh, it's
going to
be
why
great.
That song exists.
I can't wait
oh
for it.
Oh, my God.
Please.
Oh,
please.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, so, well, hard to believe it's almost 9 o'clock. It's almost time to go.
Flashbacking to the last time this happened, and I still don't like it.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, well, you guys have the trek back to Providence.
Says who?
Oh, okay.
Says me.
Yeah. Like, I'm driving. You're my captive now, man.
Yeah.
We're going to hit the town.
What are we going to end up in, like, Concord, New Hampshire or something like that? Like, just,
is there anything to do in Concord,
Chucking flaming pine cones at like, at like cans of propane? I don't know. Like, what's going to happen? What are you really planning?
I don't know.
Chucking just flaming pine cones into cans of propane in Concord, New Hampshire. That's exactly what he had planned.
And I guessed it. All right. So.
Oh, God. All right. So how can people get in contact with you and all that biz shiz?
Very easily. Find us on Facebook, facebook.com/DeskRocks.
Desk Rocks.
Hashtag Desk Rocks.
Hashtag yes. Desk Rocks. And
at Desk Rocks.
At Desk Rocks 1 on Twitter.
Desk Rocks 1.
I didn't even know we had a Twitter.
We do.
Yes, you have a Twitter.
We really need lots of sassy quotes and spiteful things and lascivious pictures.
Well, there you go. If you want to write another record, you need all these things.
This is the inspiration juice. It is. This is true.
Well, I think you got to title the next record Inspiration Juice.
We're not going to get into that right now. There's so many things I want to talk about that I can't.
All right. I'm just hoping there's another one. That's all.
It all comes down to you. You, Phil, you listening, audience, everybody in Boston, Providence. Like I said, we're a super group. We're all in different bands doing different things.
Yeah.
And this came together very weirdly, but also very magically. And we're very proud of this record. We're extraordinarily happy to unleash it upon everybody and to come out and play for everybody. The response we've been getting so far has been overwhelming.
Since you dropped the video, absolutely.
Yeah. And everybody's wanting to see what the live show is going to be like, wanting to hear more songs, and we're very excited to release the record. But it really all comes down to everybody. If everybody enjoys it, wants to come out and party with us and drink with us, and
there you go,
and hear our tunes and get down. As long as you're willing to do that, we're willing to keep playing and keep making more songs. I think.
I don't know.
Maybe.
If not, I know. Right here, I am speaking for everybody else. But I think that's the vibe that
Jim, you have your work cut out for you.
No, I know. Just put me in the sweatshop.
Yeah, anybody to produce another record? Oh no!
They forced me to sit down in my basement for months.
But that's been the general consensus with everybody so far, and we're gonna do the shows that we're gonna do. We're gonna have a good time, and if anybody wants a desk too, they just gotta show up and demand.
So. There you go. All right, you can check them out at deskrocks.com, deskrocks on Facebook, deskrocks1 on Twitter. Am I forgetting anything?
That's about it.
All American Awesome is out next Friday, and it'll be my birthday weekend, so there will not be a Dweezil show next week, because I'm a big fan of not working around your birthday.
Because you're going to come hang out?
I will do what I can.
I'm gonna come in and do the studio cellar here by myself.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, can I come? Can I come and make fun of Tom the entire time?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be next Saturday from 7 to 9.
I don't know if I had anything to talk about for 2 hours.
I'll pipe in the vocals for the record release party from here.
But anyway, it is a pleasure having Desk in here, even if it is 40%.
Yeah, big shout out to everybody who's supporters.
Thank you so much. This record really wouldn't have happened without all the support we've been getting. So, can't wait to play it for everybody. And
big shout out to Phil for having us on.
Oh,
because we love Phil.
And, I can't quote the hashtag that I have set up for you guys. You know,
I know. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I mean, it only makes sense.
I want to scream it.
You know, yeah, Desk.
Yep.
And, yeah, Desk. And yes, I'm looking forward to the coolest barbecue.
Yep. So,
no. But it's not. It's okay. I gotta learn to start doing
comes
that
time.
in lieu of profanities.
You just gotta get a soundboard thing. That's
I know. It's called a dump button.
A dump button.
At the bigger radio stations.
That's gonna be your new favorite term. Is the dump button.
But I have to go take a dump button.
Oh God. No, that's when you play.
You're welcome, America.
That's when you play songs like mine, like Ever Present Disconnect, which is 8.5 minutes. That's your go take a dump button. anyway. enough of me plugging my own record. I'm plugging your record here.
All right, Plug it all. Love it all.
We're going to close out the show with the last song on your record.
Oh, my.
Care to talk about... Well, should I just say Hot Problem? But, I mean, I love the title.
Yeah, Hot Problem or You're Hot, or like, parentheses, you're
Hot.
Hot.
Parentheses. But you're a...
Problem, yeah. Like, yeah. It's fantastic. I don't want to specifically say who it's talking about, but it's talking about a very a well-known person in the anti-vaccination movement.
Okay.
And who has... spoken a lot of, I guess, untruths about what's going on. It's a very controversial topic, but we felt that, you know, we got to be careful about who we listen to, especially just because they might have a pretty face and a few other interesting features. So
they may have been in a magazine or two, TV show. Yeah.
And, you know, just because they may be talking doesn't mean that what they're saying is making any sense.
Right. I gotta say, before we, you know, go get into the song, I love how all of these songs have really serious backgrounds, but they're done totally in this very in your face 80s style that sounds like it doesn't mean anything, but it totally does.
The best way to communicate a message is to dress it up in a poppy tune that people will enjoy
with loud guitars from Pants.
Oh
yeah.
All right, this is You're Hot, But You're a Problem.
Peace out.
See you in a couple of weeks.
Woo!
She likes to talk, talk, talk. Her sexy mouth is faster than her brain explains. She's got to know just what it is about her, yeah. The obvious escapes her face in the head. I need a vaccine. You're hot.
Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.